This week's show is supported by Signature Studio. And I use this myself. If you ever get an email from me, that email signature, it's all Signature Studio. Think about how many emails you send every single day. Each of them an opportunity to compound an impression, tell your story, and position yourself in the minds of the people who matter most. Most people waste this opportunity with a name, maybe a phone number. Signature Studio lets you build an email signature that works for you, featuring live testimonials, your latest podcast episode, a booking link with Calendly, or a rotating banner that stays fresh long after you hit send. It takes minutes to set up, works with Gmail, Outlook, and Apple Mail, and you need no design skills. Your inbox is the most under-leveraged channel in your business. Signature Studio fixes that. Start building for free today at signaturestudio.me.
Welcome to Building Your Leader Brand. Today on the show, Bob is speaking with Henry Calvert.
Hi there, and welcome back to Building Your Leader Brand. My name is Bob Gentle, and every week I speak with incredible people who share their secrets to building, marketing, and monetizing your expertise and the mindset you need for your business to grow and thrive. If you're new to the show, while you still have that device in your hands or on your lap, whatever it is, take a second to subscribe. I don't know what button that is. The kids keep changing it, but I'm sure you know where it is. If you do enjoy this kind of thing, you will love the Personal Brand Business Roadmap. It's 50 pages of everything you need to scale your expert business. Just visit amplifyme.agency/roadmap or click the link in the show notes. So today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about TikTok. We're going to be talking about how TikTok is a gateway drug. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of other things. And to help me on this journey, I'm joined by my favorite nerd, Henry Calvert. Henry, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob. Thank you for having me.
So I've been looking forward to this for a long time because
likewise,
I'm a nerd. I'm not a recovering nerd. I'm accepted my nerdhood. And you light me up on TikTok like nobody else. I'm probably not your demographic. We got to know each other a little bit outside of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun today. But for the listener who's meeting you for the first time, who the hell is Henry?
Okay, so I'm Henry Calvert. I am a content creator, presenter, social media personality, I guess you could say. I focused in the realms of all things geeky, so be that movies, gaming, theater, collectibles, Lego, all of that good stuff. That is kind of what I cover on my channels. I'm predominantly a short form creator over on TikTok and Instagram. And I've kind of, through my kind of 3-year journey online, I've gone from doing all things through comic book recommendations, skits, comedy stuff, all the way through to interviewing all of your favorite movie stars. And I've been doing it for 4 years now.
It has been a very interesting journey to watch. And I think I'd like to explore that journey a little bit with you before we maybe get into some of the nuts and bolts, because I think a lot of people like the idea of the kind of work that you do, but I'm interested to understand the reality of it because it can't all be champagne and canapés.
No. And I think people assume it's an overnight thing as well, and that just isn't the case. So I started posting, I mean, as a kid, I did quite a bit of like my own little YouTube things and didn't really think much of it. And I kind of refound that passion in COVID. So I think it was the third lockdown in 2021. I did like a year's worth of comic book recommendations. That was like my bread and butter when I started it out. Did that for a year straight and got to about 9 or 10K. And then I went viral on a video of me getting ready for a night out. It was like a tongue-in-cheek mixtape video where I danced to Phil Collins at the end. And I've subsequently become the Phil Collins guy. People still come up to me in the street and say, "You're the Phil Collins guy," which is a little bit surreal. And then, I kind of like just grew it from there. I went and did a reality dating show. I did a couple of comedy series that really helped bolster my following and kind of solidified myself in the geek space. And it's been hard work to kind of keep it up because I think it would be very easy for people to kind of have a flash in the pan video. and that just be it. So it takes a lot of hard work and strategy around maintaining that and turning it into a long-term prospect.
So when you talk about a comedy show, is this a TikTok series?
Yes, I did a comedy series on TikTok where I had different people come into my room. It was like a series of skits, but I did do a reality dating show as well, and that was on TV. So that was on Discovery Plus.
So obviously TikTok is your business now. There's more to your business than simply being a content creator, but TikTok is your main platform. And I'm interested to know what the journey from having a good audience and lots of popularity on TikTok to actually monetizing that looked like, because I know it's not TikTok paying you.
No. So the TikTok creator fund pay you like threepence, unless you're uploading like 6 videos a day that are all over a minute and that all of them get like 200,000 views. You can't make a living off of TikTok. I think directly off the platform, over 3 years of doing this full time, I've made maybe about £1,000, and that's it. So any creator that you watch will only earn their money through paid sponsorships. And the way that started out for me was brands reached out to me. I think for a lot of people, it's initially brands coming to you. And when I was starting out, I did also have a management agency. And they're supposed to go out and get work for you. So when I was starting out, I was reliant on them and also the brands finding me. And I think once you get your foot in the door with one, so I was fortunate enough to do a load of work with Disney, that opens a lot of doors, both within that company. I mean, Disney has like Disney Studios, Disney Plus, Disney Theatre, Disney Merch. Like, as soon as I worked with one, it was like it opened the gateway to the others. And I mean, I've subsequently sacked my management team and I've been doing it on my own and found that there is so much more to be gained by doing your own outreach and not just resting on your laurels and waiting for people to come to you.
Yeah, because you get these relationships that you can invest in. If you're always using an agent, you're depending on somebody else's capital.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point somebody else is more important than Henry.
Yeah.
So I think that's absolutely the right way to do it. With TikTok, I think maybe it's worth exploring what was before TikTok for you, before YouTube. I think you and I are quite different in that you're quite an outgoing, happy on stage type of person.
Yeah.
It's maybe worth exploring that a little bit, because that does come as a bit of an advantage, I think.
Yeah, so before everything took off online, my dream was to go to drama school and pursue theatre. So in my years out, I took 2 years out after sixth form because I graduated into lockdown. So I didn't want to go to drama school and have to be doing like ballet lessons in my flat. Like, so I took 2 years out and I taught locally, kind of fell in love with teaching, did loads of AmDram locally and just really fell in love with the community around theatre. Because, I mean, at school, I only had 2 other people in my A-level drama class. And it just really highlighted the community around the performing arts to me. And I mean, I got into drama school for the September of 2022. But that was kind of around the time where I was blowing up online. So I had to kind of prioritize this career that I was building online and kind of put theatre on the back burner. But yeah, I think my theatre background has definitely helped me in the online space. I think it's done wonders for my networking ability, the ability to speak to people, to kind of put on a bit of a PR persona almost at these events. You know, even if I'm not feeling it, I can at least try and act my way around it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, now I go into schools and I do loads of talks around the benefits around the performing arts and soft skills that you gain through it and all that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm a fervent ambassador for the performing arts.
So the brand deals, and everybody's probably screaming at me at home to ask you about these because every content creator dreams about brand deals.
Yeah.
Good brand deals, not crappy brand deals like buy a watch and we'll give you a discount code.
Yeah, yeah.
Even I. But what does a good brand deal look like for you?
What a great question. Just for the listeners at home, I didn't really know what to expect when Bob asked me on this, but me and Bob have some of the greatest chats going. And I just knew that it was going to be good questions like this. So I don't get to talk about this stuff usually, so I am excited. But the best brand deals for me is from a reputable brand that aligns with my following and my personal brand. So whether that be kind of like movie studios, theater production companies, collectible brands, all that kind of thing. That's kind of the first and foremost thing. Is this going to resonate with my audience and also resonate with me? You know, can I get passionate about this brand? Because my audience aren't thick. They're going to see through it if I'm like trying to get excited over CeraVe or like a teeth whitening brand. Like it's just not going to work. So that's kind of the first and foremost thing. Secondly is if they're, like you mentioned, like disc, if they're pushing for like some affiliate thing, that's kind of a big no. And I think if their brief allows, if they put a lot of emphasis on it being in the creator's own voice, in the creator's own kind of, if they put a lot of emphasis on it aligning with the creator's content framework, that's brilliant. Because the last thing that you want is for a brand to come along and say, we want you to do an ad for this new toy, but here's your script. Because at the end of the day, if a brand's doing that, they would be better off just going and getting some like random media production company and run it as an ad on their own channels. The main reason why brands do this kind of like brand work and influencer advertising is that influencers and content creators have a dedicated fan base to them for a reason. And the best brands understand that for us to sell their product, they need to allow us to sell their product. Not for them to put their marketing, like tone of voice, their kind of like messaging at the forefront, allow our personality to shine and support that product, not the other way around.
I think you see all these user-generated content things that people have obviously bought from Fiverr. You could do that if you just want someone to read your script. I think you build your platform for a reason. People engage with your content for a reason. If that's what you want, you need to let the creator do their thing.
Yeah.
In terms of deliverables, what does that actually look like?
So the kind of what's the word I'm looking for here? Like the timeline is that like the timeline of a brand deal would be like them reaching out to me saying, look, we want you to come on board for this campaign. And more often than not, it will be like, we want a TikTok or a reel with 3 months usage and maybe like 3 Instagram stories or something like that. If they come to me and they're like, that's on Instagram. If it's TikTok, more often than not, it will just be a TikTok video with some level of usage. Right. But if a brand comes to me and says, look, we want to do one Instagram reel with a bit of usage, I'll always try and push them to add some stories. Just because then it creates like a bit more, it's a longer, it becomes a bit more of an event. It's not just a flash in the pan thing. You know, some of my audience will see the reel and then a week later, we'll see my stories about it. And, you know, it just keeps it in their mind a little bit longer. That's the way you spin it to the brand. But really, I just want to get some more money out of them. You want to try and upsell, sales, essentially. Isn't it? Yeah, you want to upsell. But it is true. And if you can do on stories, Instagram stories have the feature of like asking questions or polls or all of that sort of thing. It adds a level of interaction with the content that you don't get from just a reel. So I always think they're quite good. And I don't know why brands don't immediately go for a reel plus 3 story frames.
So one of the things that I really enjoy about people like you is once you've done it once, you kind of know what the journey looks like. And if everything were to evaporate and you had to begin again, you'd probably know what to do and you'd get there quite quickly. And another interesting question for me would be, if you were speaking to anybody else who was a content creator, they weren't you, they were quite different to you, how would you encourage them to move towards building a content platform that was attractive to brand deals. Maybe not the brand deals that you're doing, but just in a generic hypothetical.
I mean, I always say people buy people. And I think a lot of creators starting out will, you know, if they're product reviewers or if they're movie reviewers, or I'm trying to think what, like makeup people, there might be a lot of emphasis on the product when you're starting out. I think it kind of needs to be the other way around. Brands, people buy people, like followers will come to you because you're a personality, and brands will come to you because, again, you're a personality that they can trust, and they do want to, the good brands, like I was saying, do want your voice across the ads that they do with you. And I think there's something to be said for putting yourself at the front and foremost, like getting your personality across. Like I can't put enough emphasis on that aspect. I think from like gaining brand deal stuff, professionalizing, if that's a word, making your channels like more professional, more brand friendly, neatening up your feed. I mean, I say that my Instagram feed is, I mean, it looks a bit messy, but making sure it's brand friendly, and whether it be like, if you're gunning for heavy metal apparel, like your page is going to be, your brand friendly is going to look completely different to someone trying to get brand deals with scented candles. Like it's catering your brand friendliness to the brands that you want to work with. It's no one size fits all. And I wouldn't try and copy successful influencers who aren't in your remit. If they're not doing exactly what you want to do, don't bother.
Yeah. So the finding your way, relaxing into your personality sounds simple, but it isn't. I think the answer that you gave me there, which is you need to really show up as you, you need to lean into personality, is the answer I was hoping for.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the red light goes on in a camera, all kinds of weird things happen to people.
That's true.
So what would be your advice for anybody who wants to, and we've never had this conversation, it's an interesting one, but if you, Bob's going to school. If Henry were giving Bob some advice, Bob, you need to, if you want to show up online, this is how you should do it, to come across as more authentic, more relatable, more you.
This is going to be one of the pauses.
Just knowing what you know about me.
Yeah. It's true. I think developing some level of, you've got to let your personality shine through. You've got to stay true to yourself. But if you really struggle with putting that across, and as like you're saying, as soon as the recording starts or there's a camera in your face, maybe some people can like shy away, and it's almost stage fright at the end of the day. Developing some level of persona, so a level of PR kind of, okay, right, I need to completely disassociate from what I was just doing before. This is now it, right? I'm going to be online Henry here. I mean, when I was starting out, that really helped. And in a way, it was quite nice. Like, I didn't have a lot going on for me when I was starting out doing my comic book recommendations. But online, as soon as that camera came on, I was allowed and kind of given the opportunity to be kind of like louder, a bit larger than, like, it was like I transformed myself into this version of, oh wow, I can be a bit louder here, I can be a bit more vocal in my opinions here, because it's separate to what I was doing before. You know, it's a different version, it's a different almost instance of me. I'm still staying true to myself, and I'm still being true to my opinions, but I'm just being like that little bit louder, that little bit more forthright. And I guess it's just the mindset shifting of, yeah, we might be recording, but the joys of doing stuff online and content creation, Instagram, TikTok, it's not live TV. If you mess up, if you watch it back and think, oh well, I could have said that differently, You can. It's not theatre. Mm. And I think it's quite freeing knowing that you can go back and refilm, re-edit. You know, I look back at some of my old stuff and I wish I could kind of go back and who the hell is this guy? But that just comes with learning and time. And you're never going to start on that journey unless you start. So the best advice that I can give to people who are like struggling to put themselves out there and stay true to their personality online is to just keep at it, because it will come.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember when for me, I had this moment of revelation that I knew for me to have the business I wanted to have, a lot more people needed to know about me.
Yeah.
Because the kind of person I wanted to work with, they're a very rare thing. And I spent 15 years working in search and rescue.
Oh, right.
Very happy doing some terrifying things.
Yeah.
I will abseil down a cliff in the middle of a storm in the middle of the night, but I couldn't post a selfie.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that all about? And you look at how do we train people to do really scary things? It's a gradual process of desensitization.
Mm.
And there are probably a lot of people listening thinking, well, it's not going to be authentic for me to show up on camera as big or bolder. But maybe not today. But maybe you need to project the version of you that you wanted to become.
Yeah.
There's a really good book called The Alter Ego Effect, where the author talks about how in every business there are moments of impact where if we don't show up for those moments of impact, we're not going to enjoy the benefits of everything that we invested to get to them.
Mm.
And video in particular, and this is not just TikTok or influencers or brand deals, but being able to connect with people on video is life-changing for you as a business owner, because it will open doors to places you would never get otherwise. And there's this maxim in business: if you want what other people don't have, you have to do what other people won't do. This is the game.
Yeah.
And that's why this is important. So you are a young guy by most people's standards. You are not finished on your journey. And TikTok, something could happen. What's Henry's big vision? What do you want the future to look like?
I mean, I'm under no illusion that I can't do this forever. Like, it would be naive of me to think that I will be doing the same short form video formats for the next like 10, 20 years. It's just not going to happen. So my whole thing now is putting things in place, using the following that I've got to facilitate jobs elsewhere. And my big end goal would be TV presenting. Like we said, I want Graham Norton's job. When all is said and done. Yeah, when all is said and done, I want that job. Yeah, and now my strategy is doing kind of everything that I can outside of purely uploading short form to try and get there, and almost moving my content in a different direction, which will help paint me in the light that could potentially lead me to getting those jobs. So, you know, I do a lot more interview work. That's kind of the primary focus of my channels now, whether that be in theatre or film. And I'm loving it. I'm loving like just seeing it all kind of evolve and head. I like to think in that direction.
So for the listener, you were telling me just before we started recording, and I forced myself not to ask any questions.
Mm.
But what were you doing yesterday?
So when is this going out? Do we know?
Probably a couple of weeks' time.
Brilliant. Okay. Yesterday was the best day of my life, I'm not going to lie. I was at the Lyceum Theatre with Disney's The Lion King. They'd made a campaign purely around my involvement, which felt a bit surreal, where I went to the Lyceum and essentially did everything that you could do with The Lion King. I did the giraffe on stilts. I got in Scar makeup. I went up Pride Rock with Baby Simba. I even sang Be Prepared with the guy that plays Scar. And I honestly can't. It feels a bit like a dream. I woke up this morning and the only evidence that I got that it happened was that I've got these goodie bags. Because my videographer and my photographer's got all of the photos, so it's I walked away from yesterday genuinely thinking that I could end everything online quite happily. I got to take my parents as well, and it was just very special. It was just very, very special.
Well, it does sound like everything's moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And it's great fun to watch. And I really hope people today have got a little bit of inspiration from this, because I certainly have. Let's move into the second part.
Let's where
I'm going to ask you about your three things.
Okay.
I've started calling the amplifiers.
Yes. Well, I wrote these down before we started, and we've kind of already touched on two of them. But I've got to reinforce these points and expand on these points. So my first amplifier for the Building Your Leader brand is people by people. I literally wrote it there. I cannot reinforce this enough. Like, the amount of people that I know in my metric is the film space, so I'll talk about the film space, but the amount of people I know in the film space online who took years to show their face, and they do like anonymous reviews kind of, and it would just be like photos or videos but without them in, and just text. As soon as they showed their face, even without them really talking that much, as soon as they showed their face, their following went up. As soon as they start voicing their opinions, their following went up even more. I can't emphasize enough how important that is from a gaining followers standpoint, but also from a brand relations standpoint. Because at the end of the day, if a brand doesn't feel like they know you, how are they going to trust you to promote their brand? So that's the first one.
I think that's really fundamental. And I think that goes for, I don't think there is anybody for whom that does not apply.
Yeah.
So if you're listening home thinking, I'm not on TikTok. No, but if you're listening to this, you're probably in business. And if you're not running a business, you work in a business, and there will be people perhaps on the other side of the world who decide your future. So being visible to those people is a huge opportunity. Thing number two, amplifier number two.
Thing number two is a bit more specific to the social media influencer space, people who are trying to get in there. And that's to not feel afraid by self-representation. I think a lot of people coming into the social media space will hear the term management or agency and immediately feel like it's something that they need. I can assure you that it isn't. If you're someone who struggles with networking or struggles to kind of put themselves forward for stuff, then potentially. However, in my mind, similarly to people by people, no one is going to be better at selling you than you. You know your brand best, and you know what brands you want to work with. And why would you pay someone 20% of what you earn to do it for you when realistically all it takes is 60 mails? If you can, and this is what I've learned from the roadmap and Bob, if you can learn a good networking structure, and if you've got a great kind of hook with your emails, which you can find from this, the sponsor magnet.
Justin Moore, available in all good bookshops.
Then you're on to a winner. Alternatively, Rich Relationships by Selena Sue is also really good for this. And I wouldn't feel restricted by management, because at the end of the day, I guarantee you can do it yourself. And then finally, my final bit, I don't really know how to word this, but it's to never feel restricted by your sector. I have learned so much more from comic book writers, music producers. I've learned so much more from them about my industry and my craft than people from my industry. Like, there is so much that you can glean from other industries on creativity, on networking, that you can then transfer to your sector. And I think when you look at people like Rick Rubin, so I highly recommend everybody go and listen to a Rick Rubin interview. His book, The Creative Act, is
brilliant. And whether it's songwriting, playwriting, or content creation, the strategies that he talks about in that book are applicable across the board. And I think it would be so easy to fall into purely reading these really good business books, which are brilliant, and you can learn so much from them. But I would always recommend looking in other industries as well, especially creative industries. That's all about finding your voice and finding your way of working. So Rick Rubin, The Creative Act, and I'd also recommend checking out any interview by a guy called Todd McFarlane, who was one of the founders of Image Comic Books. He's the guy that made Spawn. He's the guy that made Venom. He's a comic book writer, but he's also one of the most successful business people in the comic industry. And he's just brilliant to listen to. So yeah, don't feel restricted by your sector.
What's really interesting about all three of those is they all offer an antidote to AI. I think AI is something that's giving a lot of professionals anxiety, but personality is the one thing that AI is going to really struggle with. And even Google, and I think YouTube was something I think people were worried about because it's very easy to clone yourself and that's only going to get easier. Yeah. YouTube have now said, no, we're not going to have it. We want people. And if you're trying to fake people on YouTube, we're going to demonetize you, which I think is a huge and very brave step. So I think, you've really offered a masterclass to that today. And I've really enjoyed this. If people want to go deeper with you, how can they find you? Where can they hang out?
I'm Henry Calvert. I'm Henry_Calvert on TikTok, and I'm Henry.Calvert on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn as well, which is just Henry Calvert. I also have a podcast where I talk about all things theatre and film with a friend of mine who's a West End star, and that's called The Scene Stealers. And you can find us at Scene Stealers Pod, wherever you get your podcasts.
And professional inquiries, where should they go? People thinking, I want that Henry promoting my face cream. Where should they go?
Professional inquiries is henrycalvertbusiness@gmail.com, or drop us a message on LinkedIn and we'll sort something out.
Well, thank you very much. I've learned a lot. I leave inspired, which is always a good thing. And thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me on.
That does bring us to the end of another episode. Thanks to you at home for listening. If you did enjoy this, I would encourage you to leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. And that's 5, like the fingers on your hand, not 4 or any number below that. If you did enjoy this, you will love the Personal Brand Business Roadmap. It's 50 pages of everything you need to scale your expert business. 100% free as a gift from me. Just visit amplifyme.agency/roadmap. Thanks again at home for listening. And Henry, thank you.
Thank you.